In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Betches Media presents Diet Starts Tomorrow with host Sammy Sage.
I'm having a relationship with my pizza.
And Aileen Drexler.
I'm gonna make you girls a hump day treat.
In a world where wellness looks perfect on Instagram.
Just doing my workout. Tuesday's arms and back.
But feels anything but in real life.
Is butter a carb?
Yes.
This is the podcast exploring the emotional side of well-being.
I would be proud to partake of your pecan pie.
From people who understand the struggle.
I am on the third day of my cleanse diet.
Hello, and welcome back to Diet Starts Tomorrow. Happy holidays from me, your host, Sammy Sage. And today we are here with a special Thanksgiving edition for Dear DST. It is all about food and family and all the good things to come this season. I personally am a huge fan of Thanksgiving. I love a holiday that has just like very few strings attached, centered around food, and leads into a long weekend. So Thanksgiving is one of my favorites. You don't have to dress up, which I like. Or you can get like really dressed up in a cute, like, you know, plaid skirt and then eat in your house dressed up. So my Thanksgiving plans, we're doing a small Thanksgiving. We are doing, you know, just, we're just having me, my mom, and Avi. We are, I think I'm probably going to make dinner at my apartment. My mom was supposed to make it at her apartment, but she says she doesn't want to cook. So I'm going to do it. I love to cook. I'm going to try to make my first ever turkey. I've never actually made a turkey before. And I imagine given that it's just the three of us, there will be quite a bit of leftovers. So we'll figure out what to do with those. We always used to do Thanksgiving at my cousin's, but if you listen to the Back for Seconds episode with me and my mom about grief, it was my dad's, one of my dad's sisters. So we don't really go there anymore, but that was kind of our Thanksgiving tradition for a long time. But yeah, no, we were doing a pretty low key one. Yeah, it'll probably be really relaxing, and I'm going to make a bunch of food. But regardless, I know that Thanksgiving and the holidays can bring up a lot of feelings for people. I know that there's so many different dimensions of it. Seeing family, some of whom you might love, some of whom you might love a little less, let's say. And then even if you do love your family and you know you have a great relationship with them, there's always touchy spots. There's tons of memes that will tell you that, you know, families asking about, why are you single? You look different, blah, blah, blah. And yeah, I imagine there's probably some anxiety around, you know, if you gained a bit of weight or you look different or you haven't seen your family in a while and maybe they've given you a hard time about that in the past or made rude comments. I know that Thanksgiving can be super, super loaded with that sort of thing. And on top of that, if you are recovering, you know, either through intuitive eating or, you know, or you're trying to be healthy or whatever it is, Thanksgiving can definitely, you know, let's say you're in recovery. Thanksgiving can bring up a lot of memories. I know for me, I sort of associate like my old college Thanksgivings and subsequently with like not really, you know, being really anxious about eating too much. You know, you read all those stories about how the average American consumes 12,000 calories on Thanksgiving. And I remember that, you know, kind of put the fear of God in me at one point, but now I don't give a shit. Personally, Thanksgiving food's not even my favorite cuisine, to be honest. But yeah, I know there's a lot of traumatic shit that can come up, whether it's with actually dealing with the eating elements of Thanksgiving, whether it's dealing with family and their comments about eating, whether it's dealing with just tough family relationships that you might have that might have nothing to do with dieting and eating or bodies or whatever it is. The holidays can be stressful. So I just want you to know, I'm here for you if you are going through that. I understand. I've definitely, again, if you've listened to the grief episode from Back for Seconds with my mom, you know that we've definitely had some tough family times. So I can really, really empathize with you. It is not the lovely holiday movie, Hallmark holiday movie that many people want you to think it is. And for that reason, I'm actually going to propose another thought. who says that you have to do Thanksgiving with your family? Maybe, you know, you're at a point in your life where you'd rather do it with close friends or, you know, close friends' family or, you know, maybe a different branch of your family that you feel more connected to. I think it often feels like we don't have a lot of like agency over our Thanksgiving plans. But, you know, I think about it now and, you know, you have to put up the boundaries that are good for you. And if going to a certain Thanksgiving or holiday event is going to put you in a bad place, you know, maybe think about whether you really need to go or you really need to be there. And I'm not saying this to, you know, separate anyone from their families, but, you know, there are extenuating circumstances. Everyone has a different situation. And maybe it's something to consider if it's really eating away at you and, you know, you don't have that perfect family life that we sort of all imagine or we see on Instagram. It's not everybody. So maybe even thinking about staying off social media or Instagram for that day or trying to minimize the use of it that day might even help if that's something that could be potentially triggering to you. Maybe just watch some movies. Maybe watch Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip. So many options, endless options.
This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there. And they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes. Guys, as many of you know, I've been on an alcohol-free journey. Please don't hold it against me that I just said journey, but I have. And one thing that I've really missed on this journey is beer. But now with Athletic Brewing, I'm able to get that delicious beer-like taste in my mouth without any of the alcohol. It's amazing. Just so you guys know, I used to love sours. I'm a big sour drinker and I really miss that taste. And now I don't have to miss out on it. It's amazing. Whether you're trying to cut back or you just want to explore a non-alcoholic alternative, Athletic Brewing is often a game changer. They offer a variety of different full-flavored brews with no alcohol, allowing you to sip and celebrate anytime and anywhere. Do you like hazy IPAs? Sweet fruity sours? Now you can enjoy this style without the hangover the next day. They offer hassle-free delivery right to your door when you order at athleticbrewing.com. Athletic brews bevs you can drink anytime, anywhere, and still go right back to whatever you were doing. It's a great fit for parenting, playing sports, watching sports, doing chores, late nights, and early mornings, so you can imbibe without worry. Try Athletic Brewing non-alcoholic beers for yourself. Use code DST to get 15% off your first order at athleticbrewing.com. That's code DST at checkout for 15% off your first order. Near beer, exclusions and conditions apply. Athletic Brewing Company, fit for all times.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so with that, let's get into our listener non-scale win, and I'm going to share a non-scale win from the past week. So let's start with a listener. Hi, Sammy. I'm such a big fan of the podcast and tell all my friends about you. I even listened to some episodes twice, so I'm thrilled to actually have a non-scale win to share with you. Well, I hope you listened to this one more than twice because you made it. This one is short and sweet. I went to the store the other day and the pumpkin pies were on display. Pumpkin pie is my absolute favorite, and it's like a game of chicken every fall when I try to avoid it completely. But this year I said, fuck it, and went ahead and bought two and didn't think twice about it. In previous years, I wouldn't let myself have the pie. But listening to your podcast has inspired me to stop with the food rules. Happy holidays and thanks for all you do. I love this one. You deserve your pie. She doesn't have a sign off. I'm going to call her Pumpkin Pie Bitch. She deserves to have her pie. Here's the thing. She was putting the pie on the pedestal. She says every year it was like a game of chicken, avoiding the pie. And because you're avoiding the pie, all you can think about is the pie. It's like, if you tell someone, don't think about a pink elephant, the first thing they're going to think, what are you picturing? You're picturing a pink elephant, I'm guessing, unless your brain is just like made of Teflon. I don't know. But the more you focus on don't have the pie, don't have the pie, don't have the pie, all fall, the pie becomes like a giant Godzilla creature. Like, I need the pie, this horrible pie, this pie, I can't have the pie, but I want the pie so badly. Pie is my favorite. I love the pumpkin. I love that sweet pumpkiny goodness. That is not helping. I am really proud of you because you went ahead and you were just like, fuck it. This is my life. Anything could change tomorrow. I want to have my pie. I want to enjoy my pie. And you had it and you enjoyed it. And it seems like you had it drama free. And I would even wager to guess that once you had the pie and you had two of them, because, you know, got to stock up. Once you had those two pies in your possession, she didn't say this, but this is what I've experienced with something like this. When I go and buy two of the thing that I previously had, you know, had a lot of drama with. By buying these two pies, I think you're doing yourself a service because now you don't have to constantly think about them. You bought them. You can have someone you want it. You could not have someone you want it. If you run out or if it goes bad because you didn't get to finish it in time, you could even buy a third pie. You could even try pecan next time. That's my favorite personally. But I think you should be proud of yourself. I mean, no doubt you should be proud of yourself. What kind of, just think about how silly it is. Like the amount of time and energy you were like, don't have the pie, don't have the pie, don't have the pie. The pie is the enemy. The pie is not the enemy. The restrictive thoughts about the pie are the enemy. Because once you just let yourself have the pie, it doesn't have to be such a big deal anymore. So I hope you enjoy your pumpkin pie. I hope you have the best Thanksgiving ever. And I hope that you never let a pie or any other food ruin your fall again. And that's me with the non-scale win. Okay. I love that non-scale win. I'm really proud of you, pumpkin pie betch. If you have a non-scale win that you'd like to share with the audience, email us, dst@betches.com. And I'm going to share my non-scale win. And it has to do with the Back for Seconds grief episode. I've mentioned a lot. I know I keep talking about it. I know it's annoying because not everyone is subscribed. You can use a free trial to listen to it. But that was a really hard episode to do. And I feel that my relationship with my mother has really gotten better since we were able to get some of those things off of our chest and out into the world. And the response from those of you who have listened and reached out to me, which is a bunch of you, I don't know how to explain the process of recording that episode with my mother and the conversation we had the night before, which was even longer than the episode, but, you know, revisited a lot of the same things, you know, maybe with some slightly more dramatic family secrets in them. But I'm really proud of myself for putting that out there. It was really hard for me to talk about so many of those things. It was hard for me to talk about a lot of the things in my childhood, particularly. I just kind of always wished that those could go away and I would never have to talk about them. But you can't really run from those things. And I'm proud of myself that I did. I did speak about them, and I'm especially proud that so many of you reached out to me to talk about how it helped you, or, you know, you loved listening to it, or that it was just a positive episode for you to listen to, despite it being so much, quite a heavy one. So yeah, I just feel really good about that. I feel good about where I am with my mom. I feel good about what I was able to put out there, things I was really ashamed of from a time I was a very young age. And I just ripped off the Band-Aid. And I wonder if I feel maybe like a little lighter, a little bit more healed because of that. I do think I feel a little bit better, like on a fundamental level from recording that. So I really feel great about that. And that is a really big win for me. Yeah, that is my on-scale win. And we're back with a Dear DST email. If you're looking for advice and want us to answer your question, you can email DST at betches.com. And we will try our best to get to answering all of them. Okay, Dear DST, I'm in need of some advice and it's all about family drama. So I hope you're ready for this. I am ready. I know family drama. I live family drama. The listener says, I love Thanksgiving and always have. Oh my God, we're the same. My family is huge on Thanksgiving and we always do a big feast with 20 plus people. It's something I look forward to every year, mostly because of the food and also because of the positive memories I have from childhood with the whole family getting together. This year, I see a huge amount of drama coming at me heads on, and the holiday hasn't even arrived. I'm one of six siblings, so I'm not far into family fights. This year is different, though. Without getting into specifics, my sister and her new husband are unvaccinated and pretty stubborn about it. My other sisters and I are on a very active group text with her, so it has come up a few times. We've all urged them to join us in getting vaccinated, but I've tried to be diplomatic about it. Our oldest sister pushed a little too hard, and she got very defensive about it. Recently, it became a full-on falling out for two of them, leading to a rift in the whole family. Ooh. Now Thanksgiving is coming up, and they've decided they want to come to dinner with the family. My mom insists that they should be included because that's just her nature as a people pleaser, which annoys me to no end, but whatever. Meanwhile, my oldest sister has said she won't come to Thanksgiving if my youngest sister attends, and my mom refuses to take sides and disinvite anyone. She kind of is taking sides. Whatever. I don't want to criticize her. I feel like I'm caught in the middle of this. I totally agree that my youngest sister is in the wrong here, but I also don't want to miss out on the holiday. I'm also worried that if I go to the family gathering, my oldest sister will see it as me turning my back on her. So I guess I just need your guidance. Is there any way to navigate this situation without hurting someone's feelings? Am I being selfish for wanting to just enjoy the holiday? No. And do you think there is any chance that we can resolve the situation someday without it becoming a permanent falling out? Happy holidays to the whole DST fam. Sincerely, stress-giving Betch. Yeah, this is giving stretch. Six siblings. That is a lot of opinions. Avi is one of five. So I understand that, you know, everyone has their specifics. Their spouses have their specifics. Their kids have their specifics. I'm not sure if there are nieces and nephews involved yet, but there's so many. Add a sibling, you got a whole new world of complications. Okay. So let's start with your dilemma. Is there a way to navigate this situation without hurting someone's feelings? Sadly, I don't think there is, because like you said, if you go, your oldest sister will feel like you're turning your back on her. Your youngest sister will feel, if you do go, if you don't go, your youngest sister will feel like you're turning your back on her. Probably your parents might feel that way as well. So I just want to start here. You are not responsible for people's feelings in this situation. You're not doing anything here to, you know, intentionally hurt any of your siblings or your parents. If your youngest sister goes and you want to go and everyone else wants to go, but your oldest sister doesn't, you might hurt your sister's feelings, like as in her feelings may be hurt, but those are her feelings. And I don't necessarily think that you are responsible for them because your mom also didn't uninvite them. Your other siblings are going. And it is not really your responsibility to sacrifice your holiday, if you're okay being there with someone who's unvaccinated, of course, it is not your responsibility to sacrifice your holiday to not hurt your older sister's feelings. If she doesn't want to go, that's similarly her choice. She could be hurting your feelings by not going. She could be hurting your parents' feelings. She could be hurting all the siblings' feelings. So people are going to be hurt. People end up hurt in family dynamic situations like this all the time. But unless you go out of your way to do something to hurt your older sister or your younger sister, that is like not just you kind of doing what you need to do for yourself, that's a different story. But in this situation, you're just attending the normal family dinner as you've always attended. And yes, there's this huge wrench with the vaccination. My recommendation when being with an unvaccinated person, I like to keep the windows open. I actually have never really, I don't think, been around a vaccinated person, but if I were and I knew it, I would keep windows open, keep airflow, have fans going, you know, basically go back to COVID protocols. You also ask, are you being selfish for just wanting to enjoy the holiday? No, no. Life is fucking hard and you're allowed to want to have a nice holiday with your delicious Thanksgiving food and your delicious desserts and your pies and your family. And it is not your job to make sure that every single person is happy and then allow yourself to enjoy. It is not selfish of you whatsoever. You deserve to enjoy a holiday just as everybody else does. Everyone enjoys, everyone, like I said, life is hard. Holidays are supposed to be positive. They've somehow ended up being incredibly stressful, and you are normal for wanting to enjoy it and be at peace with your family and laugh and eat and, you know, whatever it is. So I don't think you're being selfish for just wanting to like go and enjoy the holiday and ruffle as few feathers as possible. And if someone's going to be mad at you for that, you can't really control that. You can only do your best as a sister, show that you care about all of them. And I'm proud of you for kind of, it looks like you're steering clear of drama as much as you can. And then your last question, do you think that there's any chance we can resolve the situation someday without it becoming a permanent falling out? My instincts based on this email tell me that this is not a broken family. Like this, you really don't, this doesn't seem like a broken family. Without knowing too many specifics, I only know about, you know, three of the siblings and where you stand. But to me, this doesn't need to be a permanent falling out. You seem to all really love each other, absent of this unvaccinated issue. You know, I can't promise, like, I don't know what's going to happen to any given sibling or, you know, will they get more deep into some, you know, of this anti-vax stuff? And will that cause other problems? I can't really say, but I am optimistic about being able to resolve this. I don't think COVID is going to last forever, or if it does, it becomes endemic, you know, it becomes treatable. I don't think this does not have the marks to me of someone who's been through a lot of fucking crazy family drama. This to me does not have the marks of permanent falling out material. Again, I can't promise. I don't really know what the individuals in the story are like, but based on what you're describing, it sounds like a mostly positive experience with this vaccine as a hurdle. And I'm optimistic that you can get past that. And I think just kind of leading with all your siblings with kindness and understanding them, like you can hear your older sister out for why she feels betrayed by you or upset that you're going to still attend even with your unvaccinated sister. You should hear her out, you know, obviously like give her the time of day, listen to what she says to you and, you know, tell her how much you love her, even if you decide to go to Thanksgiving and that you hope that this wouldn't, you know, undo all these years of sisterhood because you wanted to go, you know, attend Thanksgiving with your parents. Really, she's the one who's kind of taking herself out of things. So I don't really think she should get mad at you for going, but I understand she's a little hurt for a bit. To me, this doesn't feel like a permanent falling out situation. But yeah, you seem like a really sweet girl and you really value your family and that's really amazing. And I think that those are good ingredients for a resolution, whether it's this Thanksgiving, next Thanksgiving, whenever. I think you seem to have, you know, a good relationship with your family. And that's really what this comes down to in a lot of cases is like, can the love conquer the ways in which we're at odds? And I wish you a happy Thanksgiving, stress-giving bitch, and to everybody else who's listening to this and might be stressed about their family, which is totally normal. You're not alone. I actually feel like it's more abnormal to have just like a happy, happy, easygoing dinner at this point. But hope everyone has an amazing Thanksgiving, that you enjoy one element of it at least. So this has been your Dear DST and Non-Scale Win episode. Be sure to follow at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram. Email DST at betches.com with any non-scale wins or Dear DST questions. Follow me at Sammy. Of course, feel free to reach out and DM me. And please leave us a 5-star review with some positive comments if you can, if you have the time, if you can spare it. And yeah, we're always with you through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Stacey Wong and Sean Kilby. Social media by Sydney Rafe. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to dst@betches.com. Betches.